For 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
9 o'clock hour is our On the House hour. We spend an hour talking about something specifically on your home, castle, or cabin. And part of our homes is the property that we're on. Landscaping occasionally comes in as part of our On the House topic. And we've got CYC Landscaping in studio with us talking about landscape, backyard makeovers, and how on a day like today do we get stuck inside talking about how to enjoy outside.
Exactly. Yeah, we should be golfing.
A little irony there.
I have to tell you, I really love my back patio. It's a big back patio, misting systems, fans, roll down shades. But I have to tell you, I haven't been out there very much the last 2 months. It's been cold.
It has been a little chilly.
I need to incorporate some kind of heat out there. But you can basically turn any outdoor area into a room expansion of your home.
Absolutely. You know, we've done that for a lot of customers, and everybody's looking to increase living space and usable space in their backyard, whether it's in the summer with misting systems or just a patio or fire pits or fireplaces to help when it's cooler. But yeah, everybody's trying to expand their usable living space in their yard.
Jennifer let me buy a bigger big screen TV for the back patio. You know, there's some advantages to being all bandaged up and sewed and stitched and everything. You get the sympathy card. You know, oh, honey, don't you think the TV on the back patio should be bigger? Don't you think we need a new puppy? And I've got this TV. I hung it. I mounted it. I haven't been out there to watch it once.
Well, I can take it off your hands for you if you want.
It just needs to be a few degrees warmer. Oh, man. But what we've seen, the backyards of all. I was at a home just yesterday, built in the 60s. One of the best built homes I've ever seen. Right about 11th Avenue and Glendale. Just built. It's just rock solid, you know. And every room was 10 by 12. Here's the kitchen. Here's the dining room. Here's the living room. Here's the bedrooms. Here's the bathrooms. And the backyard was a blank yard. With a little kidney-shaped swimming pool, and boom, you're done. And we are going to we've gutted the inside of the room, the house. It's opening it up to all the spaces. And a big part of step two is then we want to bring that backyard just right into the house.
With the mid-century modern styles that have become so popular the last couple of years, there's a lot of options outside as well now.
We should introduce Mark.
Hi.
We've got brothers Mark and Chris here from CYC Landscaping, Rosie Certified Landscaping Design and Installation Experts. And I appreciate you guys coming in. Mark, yeah. You started talking. I thought, people don't even know who's talking here. So this is Mark.
Hello.
One of the designers for the firm.
And with the big push towards modern and mid-century modern the last few years, our suppliers have really stepped up their game. There's a lot more available that will go with a house built in the 60s now than just a few years ago. From the Belgard's new line of pavers to stacked veneers that mimic the slump block to Cordion steel. I mean, there's a lot that we can do.
The amount of options that have come into the backyard is starting to catch up with a modern day paint fan book.
Too many choices.
Yeah, it almost makes our job more difficult because people get confused when you give them 10,000 different choices, but it's nice to have them so that it gives us a wider variety so every yard doesn't look the same when we're done. You can really customize it to people's desires, and in many cases, we can make it look almost the same as what they've done inside. You know, with the plank tiles that people are using, now there's plank pavers that keep that same look outdoors that they had indoors.
And making that transition from the patio to the outdoor with that paver, with that finished surface, it really does just make the home an extension, the yard an extension instead of a separate space.
Absolutely. And with electronics and misters like we were talking about before, it really becomes another room. And for 6 months of the year in Arizona, you can actually be outside and use it. Whereas, you know, back east, you're worried about snow and everything else. But out here, you know, it really becomes usable space. So you can take a 1,500 or 2,000 square foot house and make it feel like a 3,000 or 4,000 square foot house by having a usable outdoor patio and living space.
And I know you guys see it. I see it as a home remodeler. Usually when it gets to the outside stuff, we bring in guys like y'all. But it used to be okay to have a Weber grill, a picnic table, a ceiling fan, and a little tube TV up on the counter. That used to be, hey, this is, man, well, I'm in tall cotton. I'm living big.
I think we had that.
Yeah. But we're seeing people spend as much on outdoor appliances as they're spending for their indoor kitchen appliances.
It's true. It is true. Even you're talking about your patio that's cold right now. We're starting to see people put in infrared heaters built into their patios. It is, you know, I'm just excited to see what's next. It is amazing what's going on out there.
It is. It really is. And once you start living like that, it's hard to ever go back. It was like the home I was in yesterday. The wife, the homeowner, was saying, I can't believe how this feels with all these walls gone. I mean, their kitchen's going, we're not even adding room to the footprint. We're taking the kitchen from about a 10 by 8 to about a 15 by 12. And I mean, it's going to be nice. You know, a whole breakfast area and kitchen area. And just the way it feels. And she was kind of saying, why would they have ever done this? I said, well, you'd be amazed all the things we did back in the 50s and 60s. Every room, a big room was 12 by 12, you know?
Well, yeah, and it's becoming really popular. You're talking about removing walls, but outdoors, it's becoming very popular to remove columns on your back patios. So instead of having four columns across your back patio, put in a glue lam across and removing a couple columns and really opens it up and creates one large space as opposed to several smaller spaces and gives you a lot more flexibility with tables, chairs, you know, TVs, things like that, lines of sight, so you can keep your TVs protected under patios, but you get a nice big open space.
I was perusing your website yesterday and looking at all the examples, and I'm not very observant. I couldn't figure out why I liked them so much, but that's why. Because that the way you have designed those patio covers just makes it feel even bigger, even more open, and it just flows so naturally from inside to outside.
Absolutely. And the patio covers are extremely popular now, whether it's a filtered shade or a solid shade structure. It allows you to be outside. I put one in my yard about a year ago, and we probably are out in our backyard three times as much as we were before because there's such a larger covered area that is out of the intense heat, especially in the summer. So you can be out there in June, July, even though it's 115 degrees out.
Absolutely. Cool it down but through various different appliances anymore. They got the misting systems. You got the low flow evap cooler units that you can put out there. Lots of things. You know, I know somebody that installed evap coolers and ran the ductwork underneath the slab all the way around the swimming pool in the back patio. He turns three big evap coolers on and cools his whole backyard down 10 or 15 degrees. The whole backyard.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, you don't want to walk around in a kilt, but... You know.
Luckily, I don't own a kilt.
You don't own a kilt.
And nobody wants to see me in one if I did.
Let's take just a minute. Mark, when a client first calls you, y'all are doing primarily retrofit landscape schemes. Am I correct?
Correct.
As opposed to new home.
Yeah, I mean, we do some new home, but most of... We really carved our niche in renovating existing yards.
And what are some of the questions you need answers to even know where to start to help the family accomplish what they're trying to accomplish?
Well, the first big question is just, how do you want to use your yard?
Do they know? I bet you can spend 5 minutes and give them 50 ideas.
Yeah, and a lot of people are like, I want shade. Well, excellent. There's lots of ways to do that. Everything from trees to ramadas to, you know, on and on and on. But it starts with just having a really good conversation with the homeowner, trying to find out what they're trying to achieve. Do they have kids? Do they have pets? Do they entertain? And if they entertain, how many people do they have? Do they want to cook while they're entertaining? They're, you know, are they here all year long? Are they looking to, you know, do they want a pool or a hot tub? The key is just having a good conversation with them, let them know what's available, and going from there.
Yeah, my backyard was basically designed by 7 and 8 year olds. Where do you want the sand volleyball court? Where do you want the football court? Where do you want the swimming pool? Where do you want the bird aviary? You know, where do you want the dog kennels? And now that they're all gone, I may need a more mature eye to come and look at our backyard to see what we can do.
Yeah. Glad to help.
Well, and the thing we run into a lot is people think they know what they want, but they never think in terms of what the goal is. They call us out and say, I want pavers, I want a Ramada, I want this, I want a barbecue, but they never say what their goal is. And oftentimes what they want what they're saying and what their goal is don't align. And that's our job, is to help those two things align and get them what they want in the most efficient, cost-effective manner.
Our biggest challenge in meeting remodeling clients is, just like Romy was saying, explaining to them all the options that there are. I mean, just shopping appliances. We used to could put a nice kitchen together with $15,000 worth of appliances. We've got people spending $20,000 on a refrigerator. You know, we also have a lot of clients that aren't, but I mean, it's gotten crazy what the supply side of economics has done. Keep developing things people will want if you can just educate them as to the fact that they're available.
And if you're looking for options in what you're driving around today, or as you cruise the state of Arizona taking care of things, or maybe you're just at home and you're not going to move again until your workday Monday morning, whatever it is you choose to ride, you can find the right ride at Sanderson Ford, the only dealership we shop. Ford's got an incredible line of vehicles. They've got, of course, the F-150. Can you ever have – how many F-150s have you owned in your life?
I could. I would have to.
We need dozens, more time than this dozens. To count.
But talk about supply-side economics. You know, my first F-100 was a 3-in-the-tree, straight six. You know, now this Raptor has got in-your-lane warnings, backup warnings, cameras. I mean, it's things you never dreamed we'd ever put on a car before. I love my Fords. And folks, if you're shopping, consider Ford. And if you're considering Ford, you just don't have to consider any other place but Sanderson